Okay, so jumping into social media, it can feel a bit like you're trying to conduct a massive orchestra, right?
Ah, yeah, that's a good way to put it. So many platforms, so many things to keep track of.
Exactly, like trying to post consistently, actually engage with people on Facebook, Insta, TikTok. It's a lot.
It really is. Especially if you're just starting out, it can feel, well, pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, overwhelming is the word. You're juggling not just where to post, but what and when.
And that's where tools designed to simplify things can be a real, game changer, especially for beginners.
Right. And that brings us to Posties. We've been digging into what it offers, looking at their GitHub, their website.
And it seems really geared towards taking that pressure off.
Totally. Particularly for beginners. We saw reviews saying things like very easy to use, easy to navigate.
Simple UI and awesome interface. Yeah, those kinds of comments pop up a lot.
So today we're doing a deep dive. We want to figure out what Posties actually does and how it helps make social media management simpler for you.
Sounds good.
And just before we jump in, this deep dive is brought to you with the support of SafeServer. SafeServer provides hosting for this software and supports your digital transformation. You can find more info at www.safeserver.de.
Okay, so Posties, let's get into it. At its core, it's a social media scheduling tool.
Scheduling tool, so like planning ahead.
Exactly. Think of it like mapping out your posts for the week or even the month. Instead of scrambling to post something every single day, you decide what you want to share, when you want it to go live, and then, well, Posties handles the publishing automatically.
Okay, let me get this straight. So instead of constantly hopping between, say, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn all day, you could just block out some time, maybe once a week, plan everything in Posties and schedule it.
Precisely. That's the idea. It saves you a ton of time, obviously,
Yeah, I
but it
know.
also helps you stay consistent. And consistency is, well, it's really important for the algorithms on these platforms. It signals you're active.
Right, which helps more people actually see your stuff over time.
Exactly. It helps build that momentum.
And it's not just scheduling to one place, is it? That cross-posting thing sounds incredibly useful.
Oh, definitely. That's a huge part of its appeal.
They list support for, let's see, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube, Reddit, Dribbble, and Pinterest. That's quite a list.
It is. Imagine crafting one great post and then boom, scheduling it across most, if not all, of those relevant channels.
Without manually uploading it everywhere.
Right. Saves so much repetitive work. It's a massive efficiency win.
I can see that, especially when you're starting out and trying to get your name out there on different
For
platforms.
sure. Now, sometimes you do want to tweak the message a bit for each platform, tailor it slightly.
Yeah, makes sense. Different audiences, different formats.
Exactly. But just having that central hub to create and then push content out, it's a huge advantage when you're managing multiple online communities.
Okay, so scheduling and cross-posting are sorted, but then there's the what to post problem. Staring at a blank page.
The dreaded blank page, yeah.
It looks like Posties tries to help there too, with AI. They mention a bunch of AIR and an AI content assistant.
They're integrating AI not just for management, but for the actual creation part.
How so?
Well, they have an AI image tool. They say it's sort of like Canva.
Oh, okay. For making visuals easier.
Right. And it can even generate images using AI.
Yeah.
That's pretty powerful if you're not a graphic designer or don't have loads of photos ready to go.
Wow, okay. That could lower the barrier quite a bit for creating eye-catching posts.
Definitely. And remember that user review you mentioned?
The one about
AI post ideation.
Right. Yeah, for anyone who just freezes up thinking, what do I even post today? Oh, that sounds
I
amazing.
like having a brainstorming partner built in. It could really help keep that content flowing, which goes back to consistency.
Yeah, it tackles that creative block head on, not just the technical scheduling part.
Exactly. It's addressing a major hurdle for newcomers.
Now, it also seems like Posties isn't just for solo users. They mentioned team features, collaboration.
Yes, that's another key aspect. It's designed so multiple people can work together.
How does that work? Like sharing drafts?
Yeah, sharing drafts, exchanging posts, leaving comments or feedback for each other, managing the schedule as a team, all within the platform.
Okay, I can see that being really useful for, say, a small business where a couple people handle the social media.
Absolutely. Or even agencies. It helps streamline the whole workflow and keeps communication in one place.
And speaking of agencies, the website specifically highlights them, right? Asking, who is Posties for agencies?
That strongly suggests it's built to handle managing multiple client accounts effectively.
Which is crucial if you're juggling different brands. You don't want to mix things up.
Definitely not. Keeping those separate and organized is key, and a tool like this aims to make that manageable.
Okay, now this auto actions feature that caught my eye. It says postees can auto post, auto like, even auto comment when you hit certain milestones.
Yeah, it's an automation feature designed to potentially boost engagement with less manual effort.
How might that work in practice? For beginner, maybe?
Okay, so imagine you set it up to, say, automatically send a quick thank you message when someone follows you, or maybe...
Like every 10th follower or something.
Yeah, something like that. Or you could have it auto-like posts that use a specific hashtag relevant to your niche.
Ah, I see. So it helps you engage with related content or new followers automatically.
Kind of. It automates some of those initial, maybe more repetitive engagement steps. The goal is to increase your visibility and connection without you having to manually do every single interaction.
Okay, that makes more sense. It's about setting rules for routine interaction.
Exactly. Finding efficiencies so you can focus your energy on the deeper, more meaningful conversations.
Right. And understanding what's actually working is super important, too. Does Postees help with analytics?
Yes, absolutely. They emphasize comprehensive analytics. You can track how your posts are performing.
See what gets likes, shares, comments.
Mm-hmm. And figure out what type of content really connects with your audience. For beginners, that feedback loop is, well, invaluable.
Yeah, because you can learn and adjust your strategy based on actual data, not just guesswork.
Precisely. Having those analytics built right in makes it much easier to see the impact and make smarter decisions about future content.
And circling back to what users say, that ease of use seems to be a really consistent theme.
It does. People emphasize it's very easy to use, easy to navigate, has that nice and simple UI.
Which is huge if you're feeling intimidated by social media management already.
Totally. A clean interface, clear navigation, it makes a massive difference. And they apparently have documentation and YouTube tutorials too.
Yeah, they mentioned that. So there's help available if you get stuck.
That's crucial. Good support resources can really lower the learning curve and make the whole thing less daunting.
Now here's something interesting I noticed. It's open source.
Oh, right.
And they offer a self-hosting option. One review mentioned appreciating this for privacy reasons. Can you break down what self-hosting means in simple terms?
Sure. So normally Postis runs the software on their computers, their servers, and you access it online.
Okay.
Self-hosting means if you have the technical know-how, you can download the Postis software and install it on your own server, your own web space.
Ah, so you control the data directly.
Exactly. You have more direct control over your data, how it's stored, managed, everything. It's great for privacy-focused users or those with specific technical needs.
But probably not the first choice for absolute beginners.
Probably not. It requires some technical skill, but it's a valuable option for those who want or need it.
Gotcha. So for most people, the standard hosted version is the way to go.
Yeah.
And they have a 7-day free trial.
Yep, a free trial to test it out. And they mention reasonable price plans aimed at small businesses and individuals.
Which makes it pretty accessible, budget-wise.
Mm-hmm. That free trial is great for beginners. You can really kick the tires, see if it fits your workflow before you commit any money.
Okay, so let's sort of wrap this up. It really feels like Postees is trying hard to simplify social media management, especially for beginners.
Yeah, that seems to be the core focus.
You've got the scheduling and cross-posting to save time.
Mm-hmm. The AI assistance for actually creating content like ideas and images.
Right. Then the team features for working together.
The auto actions for automating some engagement.
Analytics to track progress.
And all wrapped up in what sounds like a really user-friendly interface.
Exactly. It seems designed to take the complexity out so you can focus more on the creating and connecting parts.
Which is ultimately what social media should be about, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So if you're new to managing social media or just feeling bogged down by it all and looking for an easier way, Postees sounds like it might be worth investigating.
Definitely worth exploring. And it makes you think, doesn't it, with all these AI tools popping up, how is automation going to reshape how we connect, how we build communities online in the next few years? It's a fascinating thing to ponder.
It really is.
Yeah.
Lots to think about there. Okay. Thank you again to SafeServer for supporting this deep dive.
Yes. Thanks, SafeServer.
For all your hosting needs and digital transformation support, you can visit www.safeserver.de.